Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
You're listening to the Kiss My Art Show with Amy on Joy 94.9. The time is 9 o'clock. Tonight on Kiss My Arts, we take an in-depth look at the film that is making enormous ripples. It's called When a City Falls, and it's a documentary that follows the real-life stories and the aftermath of the two earthquakes that rocked Christchurch in 2010 and 2011, killing 185 people. The film has no voiceover, just the raw and emotional accounts of the people who lived through this horrific event. The film shows firsthand the destruction of a beautiful city and the inspirational residents who fight to recover and rebuild. We're very lucky tonight to have the film's director, Gerard Smythe, joining us on Kiss My Arts. Stay tuned for this incredible story. We've also got Josh from Melbourne band Buchanan with us live in the studio tonight to talk about their new music and treat us to a couple of live in-studio performances on Kiss My Arts. To get us started, let's check out some of Buchanan's music. Here's one of their tracks. It's called Mr. Keeper Man. You're on Kiss My Arts with Amy. The time is 1 minute past nine.
Joy 94.9.
You're on the Kiss My Arts Show with Amy. The time is 4 minutes past the hour of nine. You've just been listening to a track called Mr. Keeperman by Melbourne band Buchanan, who we have joining us live in the studio tonight. But first, we have Gerard Smythe on the phone. Now, Gerard Smythe is an award-winning filmmaker from New Zealand. He has a strong and long history in telling New Zealand stories, having produced and directed over 60 documentaries, both in and out of New Zealand. Gerard was recently a finalist for Best Director Documentary in the New Zealand Qantas Film and Television Awards. His most recent documentary may possibly be his best and most challenging work yet. When a City Falls is a documentary that follows the real-life stories and the aftermath of the two earthquakes that rocked Christchurch in 2010 and 2011, killing 185 people. The film has no voiceover, just the raw and emotional accounts of the people who lived through this horrific event. The film shows firsthand the destruction of a beautiful city and the inspirational residents who fight to recover and rebuild. Enough of me telling you about the film. We actually have Gerard Smythe on the phone joining us. I believe it's 11 o'clock there tonight, Gerard. Am I correct?
Yes, it is. Just after.
Oh, well, thank you so much for joining us so late in the evening you.
Good now, to talk to you.
You too. Thank you so much. Now, I believe you've actually had some fantastic news today. Do you want to share a little bit about that with us now?
Yeah, today was the day that the government-led team produced the new city plan. So they were given 100 days, a team of mostly local designers, to reversion the city. So an area which is, I guess, about 40 hectares, which is bounded by what we call the four avenues, is the centre of our city. And that was what the earthquake aimed itself at, really. So that fell, and that was what was on the news so often around the world. Mm. And the city had fallen. And currently they're taking out nearly 2,000 buildings. So the city will be sort of 80% gone. So
wow.
Yeah, but you know, that's been the most terrible thing to observe, and you know, we've been grieving for a couple of years, but today it all turned around because this most extraordinary and wonderful and optimistic and brave plan has been put on the table, and the government is backing it. There are billions of dollars flowing in here because we're so insured to be able to rebuild it. So it looks like it's likely to happen.
And so finally some good news.
Absolutely. It's like Christmas Day here. People all over the city are having a beer.
Gerard, tell us a little bit about this film, which is about to screen at the Melbourne International Film Festival and has already screened throughout New Zealand. How difficult was it to make this film and to tell this story?
Well, Amy, I live right in the centre of the city.
Yeah.
So, and I work in an unusual way in that I'm a bit of a one-man band, so it's easy to go and walk up the road and start filming, which on this occasion I was able to do, you know, living in the heart of it.
Mm-hmm.
People ask me, when did you decide to make it? But I don't remember that moment. I was filming sort of 5 minutes after. There's been a series of earthquakes. In fact, you know, we've had the most earthquakes ever recorded in a series here. We've had over 11,000 now in 2 years. But there was one which killed a lot of people. 185 people died on February the 22nd.
Yeah.
And that was the one which the film largely concentrates on.
Because I believe you actually initially were making a short film about the 7.1 earthquake.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but then the February 22 happened and it kind of, I guess, put your film into a whole new...
Yeah, we'd spent a team of us had spent 5.5 months, I think, getting... It was going to be a feature. We thought we could put it into cinemas here and find an audience. And, you know, we had a 7.1 in the city and no one had died, and that was a significant thing. You know, I think it hadn't been recorded anywhere before. And we were pretty pleased with our reaction and maybe a little smug even. You know, we dodged a bullet. And of course, that all changed. So we had a feature film that in seconds became the first act of a three-part film,
mm-hmm,
you know.
Mm-hmm. And I also believe that there is another film that you've started to work on as well about the rebuilding of Christchurch since the event. Is that correct?
Yes, yeah. Well, there are characters in the... And When a City Falls, which we want to continue observing and see how they're living. Some people are living right outside of mainstream. So we're looking at a guy, for instance, who had no insurance, Shane, and we meet him living under a tree. And and of course, he's living outside the system, so he can't get anything for his business of 17 years. He's got all his stuff under tarpaulins. But interestingly, he got up and running quicker than those who had been insured. And he's now flourishing.
Wow.
So there are lots of lessons to be learnt in earthquakes.
So, Gerard, you in the film When a City Falls, you've largely avoided editorial commentary and a few of the interviewees are actually named. What's your reasoning behind this?
Well, the unnaming one, a lot of people ask me that. First of all, there were so many people in it, just logistically it would have been pretty hard to do.
Yeah.
But also, you know, there's that sense in an earthquake that we all get levelled to the same sort of, you know, there are all sorts of people, professionals, working class, all sorts of people who look the same, you know, in a singlet and not shaven for a few days. We all meld into the sand. I wanted to give that impression.
Mm-hmm.
That we are one community. So somehow or other it seemed to be an obvious thing that we were all part of one community rather than people standing on any title, you know?
Yeah.
So it seemed an obvious thing to do. Did you notice that? Did it stick out to you?
Well, I haven't actually seen it yet. It hasn't screened here yet. So
you haven't had a sneak peek?
I haven't had a sneak peek yet. No, no. Speaking of, I do believe that our screenings here in Melbourne, as part of the Melbourne International Film Festival, are on Tuesday the 7th of August and on Saturday the 11th of August. Just for our Melbourne listeners, so make note of that if you're keen to go and check it out, which I'm sure you are. And I do believe, Gerard, you'll be in Melbourne for both of those screenings.
Yes, fantastic. I'm coming over. And the wonderful Beatrix Coles, who's been helping us at the Melbourne end with publicity and such, she tells me this evening that we're now officially selling fast. Is that the term that they use at the festival?
Selling fast?
Yeah.
Yes. So grab your tickets now.
It seems to be the case.
And I do believe that you've got a website, which is whenacityfalls.co.au. NZ,
yes.
And also frankfilm.co.nz, which is your film company.
Oh, thank you, Amy. We have, indeed.
Good. So make sure listeners check that out. Now, Jared, we might just go to a quick break, but if you stay on the line, I'd like to hear a little bit more.
Sure.
Okay, thanks very much. You're on the Kiss My Art show with Amy. We're talking with Jared Smythe, who is the director of When a City Falls, one of the most fantastic documentaries about the New Zealand earthquake. Stay tuned. It's 12 minutes past 9.
Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9 with Amy on the Kiss My Art show. The time is 14 minutes past the hour of 9. I have got Jared Smythe on the line in New Zealand. I do believe it is quite late there tonight, Jared. Thank you so much for joining us tonight to talk about your film When a City Falls, which is filming screening in Melbourne as part of the MIF Festival. Now, I do believe that your story focuses on the personal lives of the people that have experienced, you know, their fair share of, you say? I mean, you can't even put it into words. But is there a most striking story that has emerged through all of this that sort of resonates with you?
I think my interest was watching what happens to a collective, you know, to a community. We changed, and there was an Australian fellow who came over here, actually, and he was telling us the same thing happened in the floods in Australia, is that, you know, you have this terrible, terrible thing, and your neighbours next door, suddenly you share this near-death experience with someone you hardly know, and you become very connected with your neighbours very quickly. Whether that's a survival thing, I don't know, but love breaks out all over the city, and evidently, you know, people who didn't have much to do with each other everywhere were barbecuing together, sitting around. And of course, you're not going to work, and you've got no electricity, so you're not watching the telly, and you've got a lot of time on your hands.
Mm.
All over the city, people were enjoying a drink in each other's company, and I think, you know, very strong bonds were formed at that time. And we'd like to think here that that's been a small silver lining in this terrible thing, that we are a stronger group of people.
And does your film really concentrate more on the sort of the interpersonal relationships,
yeah,
rather than, say, the political side of things?
Yeah, we weren't too interested in that. I was mm-hmm. really interested in... There's little scenes like I live, you know, as I say, in the city, and down the road on the corner where there was a shopping centre had it all fallen, and there were bricks lying all over the road, and some young guys had pulled a couch out onto the road where they were sitting, and they decided to become traffic cops. You know, they were taking turns to stand in the middle of the road and direct traffic, and they were being fed KFC by the army, and on day two they all wore suits, and on day three they'd shine themselves up even more. And I think they sort of became to themselves, you know, they had a new purpose, and they were reveling in it. And I guess a lot of people find that quite funny in the documentary, but at the time it felt quite surreal and quite worth filming. And there's little scenes like that through the city. So, you know, I wasn't interested at all in facts and figures and you know, the stuff that often television news concentrates on.
Yeah.
I was looking at this weird community under fire and seeing how people were, really.
And what was the most resounding thing that you discovered?
Oh, that we're quite a good people. Mm. People actually people do look after each other.
Yeah.
That was the most extraordinary truth.
Jared, do you think that people are still fearful that there may be more tremors, more quakes to come?
Yeah. There's two sorts of city here now, Amy. There's a city where people are living in drafty houses that are cold, and a lot of people have lost jobs, and there's still a lot of misery here. So I think probably the fear's been overtaken just by the daily grind of misery, really.
Mm.
And on the other side, interestingly, some people, you know, have done really well, you know. But certain bar owners, places, you know, restaurants that have survived are now booked out day and night. You know, there's all sorts of silver linings for some people.
Mm-hmm. And why do you think that people want to stay in Christchurch?
Family and home,
mm-hmm.
place to be, that's where they stand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's their place on the planet. Interestingly, not many people have left. although there are lots of young New Zealanders currently going to Australia, as you've probably noticed, but not necessarily for the earthquake.
Yeah. Now, and Jared, you filmed over 100 hours of footage for the film, but you only used 65 minutes in the end. So obviously this footage is hugely valuable. Do you intend to release the rest of it, or do you have any plans for what you're going to do with the extra footage?
Yeah, I've actually got 300 hours.
300 hours, goodness.
Yeah.
So we only really get to see a snippet of the footage.
Yeah, I guess so. But there are lots of stories. We actually made a three-hour cut, and we were in a, you know, foolishly thinking that we could take, you know, 3 hours to the cinema, which people told us that anything over 100 minutes is just too long and would turn people, we turned away. But I think you can put out something called a director's cut, can't you, after a couple of years? And you can pack a lot of that onto that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do that.
And just lastly, the music for the documentary, being a composer myself, I was quite interested. Is it Tiki Tane that's done the music? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, Tiki Tane's a huge composer and performer in New Zealand and much loved, and his music is just extraordinary. I didn't know it, but his dad, Uwikaha, lived right at the epicenter of the earthquake. So when we rang Tiki to say, hey, could you help us out, he said, mate, I'm here tomorrow for you. And we got that sort of, you know, we got that sort of reaction we got with everybody. People were really keen to help. And when you get, you know, any creative process where you get that sort of enthusiasm, you just catch a wave. And it was a wonderful project to work on for that reason. So Tiki Tane, yeah, his music is stunning. And, of course, there are a few others too. There's a young 20-year-old, Nadia Reed, who sings the closing piece, and it's just so lovely. Wow.
Wow.
I can't wait
to see it. And and so just to recap for our Melbourne listeners, the film, which is part of the Melbourne International Film Festival, it will be screening on Tuesday the 7th of August and also on Saturday the 11th of August, and Gerard will actually be in Melbourne for those screenings. And you can head to whenacityfalls.co.nz or frankfilm.co.nz also to check out more information about what is, I think, a fantastic film and documentary of quite a devastating but possibly also quite a hopeful story as well.
Hopefully it is. That's what we like to think.
Thank you so much for joining us, Jared. All the best. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. That was Jared Smythe, director of When a City Falls, which is screening in Melbourne as part of the MIFF Film Festival. So thanks so much to Jared for joining us and for documenting a difficult but hopeful story about the New Zealand earthquakes. You're on the Kiss My Arse show with Amy, and the time is 21 minutes past the hour of 9. Tonight, also on Kiss My Arse, we are joined by Josh. Now, Josh is setting up his keyboard and has also got his guitar here, and will be sharing some of his tracks from his EP and also a sneaky one off his upcoming album. So stay tuned for that. Now, Buchanan, breaking onto the scene in 2011 with single Teachers, Buchanan are back with a new single, Run Faster. Buchanan played a string of supports with the likes of Kimbra, Gypsy and the Cat, and Time and Jean before opening the 2011 Laneway Festival. The band are currently busy, very busy, recording their first studio album and are planning an upcoming national tour very soon. Tonight on Kiss My Arse, we have Josh, the main Buchanan man. Josh, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you so much for joining us tonight. How's things?
Very well. Very, very well.
Very, very well.
How are things with you?
Oh, fantastic.
How's your show been going so far?
It's going well.
You get lots of people texting in?
Well, we haven't had any texts so far. The text is 0427.
That's not the right answer. You got to say
Joy949. We have got thousands of text
that's
messages
right, that's
in
right.
for
All
you, Josh.
Begging for me to come on and play Run
All
Faster.
Begging. Now, Beat Magazine.
Beat Magazine.
Have described you as, and I quote, one of the fastest rising bands in Australia.
But that was like a two-year-old quote now, and we're still nowhere, so they got that wrong.
I love your honesty, Josh. No, I was going to ask how that makes you feel, but...
No, they're, you know what? I think quotes live forever online.
You got to use them.
So we'll pull that out. Them. We'll pull that out when it's right. And right now it is right. You know, we are the fastest. No, I have no idea. But it was
how
great when
it
happened.
How did they even figure out those statistics anyway?
Well, one writer wrote it and then another writer copied it. So I think at that point it's official. Then,
it got syndicated
and then it somehow cheekily made its way onto a press release that someone in our camp put out.
So if we say something now, it's going to be kind of immortalized in radio on air.
Someone will discover the planet in a million years' time after the sun's destroyed everything and they'll go, I can't believe we never heard the songs of the biggest up-and-coming band in Melbourne. And you will say...
So could I sit here and say Buchanan are the biggest thing at the moment? And do you think that has credibility?
I think in your land it has credibility.
And perhaps it has credibility for the listeners who may be... Who knows?
You know what?
They may...
it's credible if you want it to be and you want it to be credible, so it's bloody credible.
It's credible.
Can you swear on this network just out of the...
No,
just checking. No. I just had to ask, otherwise I'd make a fool of myself.
Although this show is called Kiss My Arse.
I know, it's a pretty risque title. I got to say, is this M-rated or is this PG?
We'll keep it PG.
Okay, we'll keep it PG.
We'll keep it full of joy.
Okay, if you say so.
Josh, where did it all begin for you musically? Take us back.
Well, for me musically, it probably began when I was about 7 and started piano lessons. And, you know.
Did you have a nasty piano teacher?
Be careful what you say. You know, I had one of those ones that everyone has at some point.
You should have come to me. I'm a piano teacher.
I wanted to come to you and my mum said, no.
I would have been 3 and you would have been like 2.
This would have been very hard to do. So I went to the mean old lady and she...
Did she have a bun?
I think she might have. She also wore a Star Wars t-shirt. That was about her only redeeming factor. And anyway, so that relationship didn't last. But the fill-in lady that she got 1 week turned out to be probably the best thing that ever happened to me and quite honestly a real genuine inspiration and got my real interest in music going. That then led to, you know, puberty and teenage years and going through high school and forgetting about music for a while as everyone does and then rediscovering it around the age of... I don't even know. I've lost track. 20, probably. I don't know. No, I don't know. Anyway, the point is, I you know, like most kids, you kind of forget about it when you're discovering girls and all that stuff. And then you realize that maybe if I still played piano, I could get that girl.
Ah.
Yeah, because I'm no good at soccer, but but I'm mean with my fingers on the piano.
So piano's your... That was PG.
That was good.
So piano is your main instrument? Because you've also got a guitar in here as well.
I think piano is certainly the instrument that got it all going. And since then, I play probably a lot more guitar on this new record we're working on. But piano is certainly my instrument of choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about this album that you're working on. It's your first studio album.
Mm-hmm.
You've got an EP out already.
We do. This album is... it was the natural evolution after doing an EP and sort of other tracks on top of that as well. So it was kind of... I think we'd done those EP releases and we'd done a bit of promo around it and it was time to sort of do something that meant more. I think both to us and also it's probably easier to market a full-length album because you can really sink your teeth into it as an artist and also communicating that and talking about it and sharing it as more to get stuck into for both the listener and the artist.
We'll talk a bit more about the album soon. Run Faster. Now, we're going to get you. Sounds like your piano lesson. I'm going to get you to do this.
Yeah, I know. What's going on?
He has actually agreed
to
this
already. Where's your Star Wars shirt, man?
Yeah, look, I don't know. So you're going to perform Run Faster for us in a second. Now, this is your new single, and I assume it's off your upcoming album.
It is. It's the lead single from the album.
The lead single. Tell us a little bit about it.
I never thought I'd get to the time where I could say it's the lead single from my album. That's pretty cool,
isn't it?
Isn't that
great? You've made it. See, you are.
I'm finally living up to that beat quote, aren't I? Thank God.
So tell us a little bit about Run Faster.
Well, it's the first song that we wrote for the album, which kind of is part of the reason why we chose. I think it kind of encapsulated what we were then going to go on to do, which we didn't know at the time. But it is also a part of the story, which we're exploring in the album, which we're not talking about right yet. But it's a cool top little story. It is top secret for all three of our fans. It is the biggest secret and the question on their three lips.
You said you have an unofficial Facebook page that has 15 fans.
That is
fans.
Actually
so
true.
You've actually
Can
got
you believe
more
that?
Than three fans,
so
Josh.
Our 15 and a half fans, we'll tell them about this soon when we're a bit more ready to talk about it. But yeah, it's the start of this story. And it's also one of the happier songs, and that was part of the. It was all about getting the vibe out there and getting people amped up for the release. So,
well, we're about to hear it. I'll let you get set up, and okay. We'll go to a sponsorship break. You're on the Kiss My Art Show. We'll be right back.
Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9 with Amy on the Kiss My Art Show, and we've also got the lovely Josh.
Hi.
Hi. And hi. Josh is from Melbourne band called Buchanan. Now, you have actually had trouble in the past with people mispronouncing your band name. Now, I thought Buchanan was pretty straightforward.
Yeah, you'd think so.
But what have you had?
Buchanan. Buccaneers, but then a lot of those are just our friends trying to make it, you know, make life difficult.
Because
for
actually,
me.
On your, I think it's on your Triple J Unearthed page,
we
you've
did give
actually,
a bit of a step by step.
Yeah, a step by step of how to phonetically pronounce your name. And I thought, oh,
we're just doing a service, we're helping in as many ways as we can. If the music's not enough, we're going to help you with pronunciation.
That's fantastic. So, like so you're getting, about education.
We're
as
about
well.
Education the whole way through. It's about a free English class and a free music class, and we're going to wrap it all up into
and
one.
And it's all
title
about
package.
Free music here on Joy 94.9.
Let's do this.
Let's do this. Okay. This is Run Faster.
Like I got purpose, print our thoughts in curses now. The lines in front of churches, no, I got my purpose now.
Well done.
No worries.
That was Josh from Buchanan, Melbourne band Buchanan, performing their single, their very new single called Run Faster, and that's off their very soon to be released new upcoming studio album, which is yet to be titled.
Yes, at this stage, it has a title, but it's yet to be officially spoken about because it might be bad. We might change our mind. We might go, we were totally off the mark with that one.
See how it evolves naturally.
See how it evolves, but we're pretty sure we got a title for it.
But you're not going to share that with us, are you?
I'd love to. No.
Nah. Now tell us about this trusty old keyboard you have in front of you.
Well, it's actually the first keyboard I ever had to save up for and put on lay-by. So it's kind of interesting, isn't it? It's a bit colourful. It's a bit naff, but that's okay. It sounds nice. But usually when you do radio, we just sort of say we wield in the grand piano and trick everyone.
We actually have one here.
Well, really? Which studio is that in?
Yeah. Cool. So, we've heard a little bit about your story of coming to music.
Yes.
How did you come to Buchanan, or how did Buchanan come to you?
Well, I guess I was kind of managing this other band and I sort of wanted to achieve something that I got from that was I really wanted to be doing this myself, and it kind of inspired me. I wanted to sort of, you know, break out the instruments and give it a go, a red hot crack myself. And so that then got me kind of fired up, and I asked a few friends who were writers to all come and down to my parents' holiday house over the summer a few years back, and we all sort of threw ideas into the ring, and what came out of that was kind of our first EP, and it kind of happened very naturally. And then some of them, it was like, okay, do you want to stay on and play the live show? I was like, yeah. And some others like, no. And it kind of just evolved ever since then, and so I don't know if there was ever a plan to sort of start this band, but it kind of just grew from
But you're nothing, essentially really. Buchanan. You're the main man, and
we've got a pretty solid
core
lineup.
Team.
Yeah, we've got a core team, and we're certainly trying to, come across as a band, I think.
Mm.
And so, you know, that's definitely the intention. Anyway, I'm not really about me. It's about the band. Although you can make it about me, you know, if you want to make it about me, that's fine. I'm not going to argue with that.
So Buchanan, where did that come from? What's the story behind that name?
It was born out of a desire to make people's lives really difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I was like, what is the name that's going to trip up the most people? And we had a big, long short list, and we thought, that's a raw
that's
name.
A good
that's
one.
A great one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Was that your nickname at school?
No,
like Josh?
I wish, you know what, I wish I had a cool story like that, or I wish I could say like I was, you know, hiking across the foothills of, you know, Mount Tibidago. And I came across, you know, someone called Buchanan or something, but I don't have a story.
No great story.
But we thought, no, it was like we actually had a list of names, and we just over a few weeks thought, what's the coolest, strongest, boldest name that has no musical sound attached whatsoever that we can create a sound for? And it was Buchanan. And it's worked for us since, and, you know, we'll stick with it, I hope.
Good. So last year, 2011, you guys had an opening slot in the Laneway Festival.
We did.
Pretty good gig.
Pretty cool show.
Tell us a bit about that.
Well, if there's anyone you can open for, opening for, you know, half of the coolest bands in the world is pretty much the best thing you can get, right? So it was awesome. I mean, it was our third gig ever, so it was ridiculously scary, given that, you know, your third gig ever you're playing. So, what happened was our first gig was in Sydney, so we had to travel. Our second gig was in front of like 1,000 people, and the third gig was Laneway, so it just kept getting bigger.
So B Magazine are actually correct.
They were kind of on track, maybe. But we were definitely ready to collapse afterwards, but it was still probably one of the most fun gigs we've ever done. And we've seen some videos of it since, and we actually didn't sound so bad, so that
cool.
Made it even more.
And you've also supported a couple of big names as well, Kimbra, Gypsy and the Cat. Mm. So you're on the rise.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope we're on the right track. Mm. Be nice to support them again once this album comes out.
So tell us, this album, is it in the final stages? Do we get to hear it soon?
Yeah, it really is. It's virtually done. I think we're going to go back and redo some drums and guitars because we think they could sound a bit larger, but the album's done, it's written, it's been virtually track listed, it's sounding great. We're really, really overly happy with it, and it's just really, it's tweaking now. We're probably actually making it worse, to be honest. We're probably overcomplicating it.
Yeah. So, okay, for those listeners who are listening now who haven't heard your music before and don't really know what to expect, mm-hmm. how would you pitch your album to them? What's your kind of thing musically?
Well, it's kind of, I guess, the most common thing we get thrown at us is indie pop. I don't know if it's indie because it's kind of quite commercial, but it's just it's pop rock, I guess. It's just guys who love melody and who love rocking to songs that, you know, they could listen to themselves, and might sound a bit, you know, naff mm-hmm. or whatever, but that's what we like doing. I think we like making music that we would listen to ourselves, and so that's what we're doing.
And obviously
we don't listen to our own music, just to clear up any confusion out there. Couldn't think of anything.
And you're the vocalist, the lead vocalist, and keyboard player / guitar player.
Yeah, well, for this album, it's pretty much just me and guitar. I don't think I touch a piano much at all.
Right.
Yeah.
It's that piano teacher, isn't it?
I actually forced myself off of it because I wanted to make it a somewhat marked, you know, difference between the EP and the album.
So what?
And the guys in the band give me a bit of grief because they're like, no one's going to notice because no one cares. But
it's a personal challenge.
Yeah, it was totally a personal challenge, and I think it's been a really worthwhile one because it's actually made the songs a bit edgier in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Mm. So, what's the plan from here? Have you got anything coming up?
Just a whole lot of hustling. You know how mm-hmm. it goes. Mm-hmm. Just get out there, play the songs to as many people as possible. Hopefully, keep the love for Run Fast has been, quite frankly, incredible. So we're
because you've got a music video out for that one.
Yeah,
as well.
We do.
Tell us a bit about that.
Well, that was really good fun. We did that back in February because we wanted it to have that summer look of the kind of the vibe of the song. So we had to sort of plan it well in advance. And the idea was simple. It was like, it was kind of about creating the colours and the emotions that you kind of see on the colour, which tie into the album, which will all make sense one day. But we just wanted to kind of create a kind of an emotion, and that involved, we decided that meant getting flares and running around the sand and throwing stuff at each other. And
sounds like fun.
It was fun. It was exhausting. I think we all had heat stroke, and it was great. And that video is received quite a bit of love online, so I'm pretty stoked with all that.
Speaking of online, you do have a space in the cyber world.
Do we?
I believe you have a Facebook space.
Cool.
So if people are keen to check out more about your music, you can head along to facebook.com/official. Buchanan.
Let's exaggerate the official there.
The official.
You know how many hours we had to hustle to get that?
Because you don't want an unofficial Facebook page.
We tried to register unofficial Buchanan. They said, guys, you're the fastest rising man in Australia. You have to get the official one. We said, okay.
And you did say before that you actually found an unofficial Buchanan page.
Yeah.
It had 15 friends.
That is true. That is a fact. That's a fact.
So the unofficial Buchanan page has more than the official Buchanan page?
I bloody hope not.
So
then
get on there.
In serious trouble.
Get on there right now, yes. And like these guys.
Mm.
Cool. Now, are you happy to perform another one of your tracks?
Yes, sir.
Called Isles?
Yep. I'll grab my guitar.
Grab your guitar. He's switching around the instruments. Such a multi-talented guy. And he's rising to the personal challenge of performing more on the guitar these days than on the old ivories, although they're probably not ivory at all. We hope not. They're plastic. It's a good old sturdy piece of instrument you've got there.
I'm sorry for making you talk right through this changeover. It
That's
must
okay.
be hard to fill this.
That's okay. Whilst we're talking, we can remind people that we actually also have a Kiss My Arts page, and you can, as we rearrange this studio for Josh, because it isn't all about him, but it is, obviously.
Well, it isn't, it isn't.
It isn't, it isn't. We are, Kiss My Arts also have online presence. You can head to joy.org.au and follow the links to check out our Facebook page. We upload, you know, all bits and pieces, and also any reviews that we have on Kiss My Arts can be found through the links at joy.org.au.
Okay,
and if you want to share
ready.
The love, did I feel that minute quite good?
You were, you know, have you done this before?
Never.
I think you've done
Never.
This before.
0427 Joy 949 if you want to send Josh some love, because he's about to.
I'm looking at the text line, and and it's preparing to send and receive, and it's complete, and nothing came in. It's okay, guys. We're working. It's a working relationship.
Well, yeah, that's
it's a working relationship. It's only first single from the debut album. I would be surprised if 40 texts came in. That said, so, I'm not saying no.
Isles, tell us a quick little bit about this.
Well, this was a song from our EP, which we put out last year, and this is probably one of the songs I'm most proud about. But I haven't played it like this in a while, so I'm getting it a bit of a ghost. This is like an on-air rehearsal, really.
Mm. Before we do that, we have to take a break.
Do you really?
I know.
You know what? That break is going to give me a chance to rehearse, so you guys get the on-air second rehearsal. Well, excellent. The second rehearsal on air.
Fantastic. Stay tuned. You're on the Kiss My Arse Show with Amy and Josh. The time is 9:44.
Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9 on the Kiss My Arse Show with Amy and the lovely Josh from Buchanan. He's got his guitar in hand and he's ready to rock and roll and perform one of his tracks.
Do I look better on guitar or piano? Just so I know, so I can apply this to our live show.
You do look pretty hot with guitar in hand.
Woo! Do you hear that? Mum, if you're listening, I look hot with a guitar. There you go. Thank you. That's like a first for me.
There you go.
Being called hot. That's lovely.
It's all about the love here.
So I'll dedicate this next song to you then.
Oh, Josh.
And of course to all those Joy 94.9 FM listeners tonight at 9:45 PM on your digital. Anyway, all right.
On your let's take it away.
All right. And so you said you saw me on my feet. Now saw me on my feet. And love, your heart is beating close to me. Is that a whisper I can breathe? And I'll fly up across the sky, moonlight shining in my eyes. We will run away, 'cause my arm's so heavy at the floor. So send me a message, let me walk. Searching for the master plan, and we hunted up and down the aisles, looking for each other, trying to find a way to get over this, trying to find a way to get over it. Thank you.
That was Josh from Melbourne band Buchanan performing his track called Isles, and looking mighty hot with guitar in hand too. Josh, thank you so much. We'll officially say goodbye and okay. all that, wrap it all up. But first,
is that enough? Does that make you want to say goodbye? Are you like, heard Isles now. Time to go. Bye, Josh. Bye. See you. Get out of our office.
Get out.
Go.
Get out. I was just actually going to give a sneak peek as to what's coming up on Kiss My Arts next week.
Okay.
If you're interested, that is.
I would love to know.
You've got your little
I got my Edward Murrow look. My Edward
Murrow. The concentrated look.
Yes.
Well, next week on Kiss My Arts, we speak with Roland Peelman, the artistic director of the Song Company, who are currently working on their latest project called Sunken Dreams. Two halves, two very unique and contrasting performances that fuse contemporary and classical music influences.
That sounds good.
Sounds good. The Song Company is a world-class vocal ensemble from Sydney under the direction of Roland Peelman, and they'll be in Melbourne on the 7th of August for a concert at the Melbourne Recital Centre. Now, this concert is a concert like no other. There will be water percussion, including rare water phones and submerged gongs.
Do you have to learn all this, or do you just read it off a press release?
Nah.
You have to learn it all?
I just know these things.
Did you approach all these people? Or do they approach you? I'm interested.
Who's interviewing who here?
Well, we can. I'm getting a disapproving look from the other room.
Oh, look, you're so
media savvy. Yeah. Gorgeous. Thank you.
Yeah. So we'll be speaking with Roland Peelman about his incredible and very interesting project on Kiss My Arts next week. Also on Kiss My Arts next Monday, So Far Sounds will be visiting us again. They chatted with us a few months ago about their musical movement, which brings music lovers together in secret living room locations to hear some of the world's most cutting-edge artists. In order to create an intimate and spellbinding atmosphere, they ask that nobody talk during performances.
But are they
You'd
Melbourne's,
be terrible
but are
at
they
that,
Melbourne's
Josh.
Best rising whatever the hell the I didn't think so.
No, well, we'll find out next week. So these pop-up gigs have been held in over 18 cities worldwide, and we'll hear all the latest about what's going on in the musical lounge rooms of our city.
That's 16 more cities than we've played. No, 15.
15 more cities.
How's that?
Well, there you go.
And I guess when you play 18 cities, you finally earn the right to tell people to not talk while you're playing. Is that what their claim was, wasn't it?
Well, see, So Far Sounds is basically, it happens all across the world, in Berlin, in Paris, there's some in the States and here. And basically, it's just a secret lounge room location right. that's not released until like the night before.
Yeah.
And bands or artists like yourself perform in these random lounge rooms all across these cities around the world, and they stream these concerts.
If we
live.
Did a show like that when we only gave out the details the night before, the only three people would come are those three groupies that we were talking about earlier. Only three people would come. We have to tell people 3 years in advance.
3 years in advance.
That's true.
So 3 years from now, we'll have so many fans because of this show.
That's exactly right.
That's exactly right.
That's the plan.
So Far Sounds brings with them one of their artists.
Oh, we got a text. Hold on,
whoa.
We got a text.
You really want to read this text out,
only
don't
if
you?
It's great. Oh.
Love this band, Buchanan. So totally into them. Thank you for showcasing them tonight. Oh, you're very welcome. Is there stuff downloadable? I love it. Want it ASAP. Thanks, Kristen from Glen Waverley. And also, you got a little rap there. Awesome acoustic sound. Keep up both the guitar and piano, Josh.
What we're gonna do, Kristen, is we're gonna take a picture of that, and we're gonna put it on our Facebook page, and you're gonna get some sort of notoriety with our 15 fans. Oh wait, hold on, 1 second.
This is live to air entertainment.
That's right, I'll crop it. this is live social media at its
live
best.
Live social media. You have a new fan,
great.
Josh.
Thank you, Kristen.
Thank you for that.
Thank you, Kristen.
You're right, he is just as good on keys as he is on the strings.
You.
Such a talented
it's a
young man.
It's a big loving fest tonight. I love coming to Joy.
Oh, full of joy. So you can head along to the Facebook page, which is facebook.com/official. Buchanan.
Correct.
And also you can head along to the Kiss My Arts page through the joy.org.au website and follow the links.
Lovely.
Actually, I think we have a slash as well. It's joy.org.au/kissmyarts.
Man, if you got a slash, you're doing something right.
But no official Kiss My Arts in there. It's just Kiss My Arts.
Work on that.
Speaking of bands,
yes.
Because that's what we do here,
yep.
So Far Sounds next week will be bringing with them a Perth musician called James Teague. And James is a bit of a blend of folk, country, blues, psych, rock, and pop. He's got a lot of slashes in there as well.
You know, I reckon he might be a Buchanan fan.
He possibly could be. Yeah. Like, everyone is a Buchanan fan.
Well, after tonight, if they're not, there's something seriously wrong. I'm kidding entirely.
Are you in marketing by any chance?
Well, actually, perhaps.
Really? Actually, you did mention before that, you were studying.
Not studying it, just conning people into believing that I should be doing it for them.
Ah.
I'm hedging my bets that none of them are listening to Joy tonight.
A man of many, many talents.
Thank you.
Now, before I officially wrap up the show, the official slash Kiss My Arts ending to the show, is there anything else you'd like to say before I actually just cut you off?
I've done enough. I've said enough. I'll stop right now. I'll say thank you for listening, though.
It's been a pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
This is your last chance to broadcast to the world so that in 3 years' time...
That's exactly right. In 3 years' time, I'll be back here again promoting the... Yeah, anyway.
Do you have any upcoming gigs that we need to know about?
We're about to announce a whole run.
Oh.
And I wish I could say today. And the only reason we're not is because it's not about being secretive. It's about they're always subject to change until they're quite, you know, close to the day.
Sure.
Incredibly official Facebook page, and we will be telling you about gigs extremely shortly.
Extremely shortly. Yeah. And the studio album will be out also.
Extremely shortly.
This year.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We'll keep your ear to the ground for that
Please
one,
do.
Folks.
Please do.
Or
especially Kristen. I like Kristen.
Oh, she's great, isn't she? Kristen from Glen Waverley.
I can be her Rob. Do you get that? It's a Twilight reference. I promised myself I would not do a Twilight reference on air, but I've just done
You've
one.
You've just done it. It's yeah. 5 minutes, 4 minutes to go, and
I nearly got there, and I broke my promise.
Josh from Buchanan, the main Buchanan man, thank you so much for joining us on Kiss My Ass
thank
tonight.
You for having
You've
me
been
so much.
Great. It's been lovely chatting with you.
You too.
All the best.
Thank you.
And now I'm going to officially cut you
off.
You're on Joy 94.9. Joy 94.9. You've been on the Kiss My Arts show with Amy on Joy 94.9, and I have been speaking tonight with Gerard Smythe, the director of When a City Falls, which is screening at the MIFF, Melbourne International Film Festival, which is a fantastic documentary about the New Zealand earthquakes. I've also had Josh from Melbourne band Buchanan and his wonderful sense of humour. It's been fantastic to have Josh on tonight. So head to facebook.com/officialBuchanan. Next week, we've got So Far Sounds and James Teague joining us in the studio. I'm going to leave you tonight with one of James's pieces, songs / tracks. It's called Strange Birds. Check you next week.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.